Hey, it might not just be the creepies and the crawlies that you're fighting at your home. If you've got a nice garden, you found out by now, rabbits. Rabbits love your garden. Things that eat, munch birds. Higher country deer. We don't know about javelina yet. We've sent repels all down south to KGVY. A listener who's going to try repels all on javelinas.
Yeah, that'd be great to find out.
But for anything but javelina that may have four legs and tearing up your lawn or eating your vegetables, use Bonide's Repels All. All natural ingredients, has a taste and irritation that'll just make the animals go find somewhere else to eat, like your neighbor's yard or even beyond. You'll be a good neighbor. If you use Repels All in your house, maybe get a bottle for your neighbor or share your application to there. It comes in all kinds of formulas, whether it's a concentrate or you need a granular shaking application that you can eliminate. Bonide products are family made in America, and you can find them at Summer Winds Nursery on Bethany Home, Treeland Nursery in Mesa, and Mesquite Valley Growers in Tucson. That's Repels All.
That'll help you get it all cleared up there for you. All right, we're here broadcasting. Rosie on the house. Good morning. My mind is still swimming just thinking through that conversation we had with Skyview Satellite Distribution Network. Wow, man. But bringing it back down to earth, we're talking about bathroom remodeling. And you know, Stan, one of the first things I always tell people is they always want to know, well, how do I know who to use? And I think if we could just direct them to our website, rosieonthehouse.com, and have them pull down the consumer guide. It's right there on Rosie's Consumer Guides. Pull down the buyer's guide, consumer guide on how to pick a contractor.
How to pick a contractor.
It would solve so many dilemmas.
Well, it's the same picking a contractor as is picking a doctor, picking a mechanic. How do you know where to go? Well, we've taken all of the guesswork out of that by giving you, particular guidelines and metrics to use to narrow down, the qualified contractors that you should even contemplate letting into your home to bid on your work. And, there's an awful lot of really good contractors out there, but how do you find them? Well, this is the way. The other way, obviously, is to go to rosieonthehouse.com and pick the general contractor or the remodeling contractor off the website that's in your area. But all of the different problematic areas that people enter into when deciding, what questions do I ask? What should I look for? Who's going to do the right job? How do they qualify themselves? And it's just, it's all right there. It's all written down for me, just line by line, and you can screen anybody that's not on the network to qualify.
I mean, it works. It works for any contractor service.
It's not just general contractor. It's for anybody that you're going to allow to work on your house, home, castle, or cabin. Absolutely.
And it's as applicable if you live in Las Vegas or New York City or Pittsburgh or Portland or Phoenix, Scottsdale, Tucson, Quad Valleys, Flagstaff. But, I tell people all the time, with our referral network, people want to know, why don't we branch out beyond the world of contracting like some of the other referral directories do? Mm-hmm. And I tell people, look, we field test, and we know how to field test contractors, okay? Well,
we're not going to go field test 10 proctologists to recommend one to you.
We're not going to do it.
Really?
No.
No. Oh, come on.
No.
No.
We are not.
How do you blind shop a proctologist?
I'm not going to open 10 frivolous lawsuits to tell you which lawyer's the best.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? So, but, I tell people all the time, look, many, many times, as a matter of fact, most of the time, I don't know, I've been doing remodeling in Arizona since the late 60s. And I don't think I've ever been the lowest bidder on any job I've ever given. And very often what people don't realize is they give in to their inner cheapskate and they go with what they looks like to them to be the lowest bid. And it ends up being the most expensive option at all.
The reason for that is so many of those contractors don't use quality product. They don't do what they say they're going to do. They inferior work. They don't finish the job. Homeowners call us all the time with that exact parameter. You know, they
and
said,
we're supposed to save them.
And we're they ask, well, what do I do now? Yeah. And I'm like, well, you got to go through the screening process. You got to go to Roseanna House, how to pick a contractor. And unfortunately, you're going to have to hire somebody to come in and tear out everything that contractor A did and pay again to have it done properly. So was the cheapest price the best? Certainly not.
And it's not to say that everybody that leaves you hanging is a bad person. Too much work puts a lot of good tradespeople out of work because they're great tradespeople that aren't comfortable with handling, managing other crews, receiving multiple deposits from multiple homeowners to start multiple projects and balance the ordering of material and the scheduling and the managing of resources. And many times, good tradespeople
with good hearts,
with
that
good
can't say no.
With good hearts, exactly. are hurting homeowners just because they haven't got the management experience to pull it off. So the bottom line on picking a contractor, and we'll get specifically to bathroom remodeling here in just a minute, is, folks, listen to this. If they were late for appointments, they're going to be late on the job, okay? If their dashboard is covered with Burger King bags and receipts and shipping orders and contracts and unsigned change orders to where they can just barely see out the front of their truck, they're disorganized. If their truck is that disorganized, your job is going to be that disorganized, okay? So the bottom line is collect, interview your contractors, decide who you're going to use, and as you sit there with the three proposals or four proposals out on the table, just stop and ask yourself, the day something goes wrong on this job, and there'll be a day something goes wrong. You'll fail an inspection. A product will show up in the wrong color that you've ordered and waited 6 weeks for. Something is going to go wrong. On the day that something goes wrong on your job, which one of the companies that have sent a proposal to you, which one do you have the highest degree of confidence of getting things back on track the quickest?
And which one do you feel the most comfortable parking in your driveway, walking up to your front door, knocking on your front door and said, what's wrong and how can I fix it?
All right. So that's how we want y'all to think through selecting a contractor. Now let's talk about bathroom remodeling in particular. I think people are surprised by the cost per square foot that kitchens run as well as the cost that bathrooms run. And there's good reasons for that. It's virtually every trade is involved, and you're packing it into such a small space.
Such a small place. You know, we were talking last week, you know, you can build a pretty nice house for $200, $250 a square foot. You know, in fact, a real nice house. Yeah. But, you know, master bathrooms, you know, are in the $700 to $800 pretty much basic cost per square foot. I mean, then they can elevate from that level quite rapidly, depending on the fixtures and the tile work and so forth. So, I mean, you can spend upwards of $1,000 a foot pretty easy on a pretty nice master bathroom.
So let's say we don't have that kind of money. Let's say we need to do something for the $5,000 to $7,000 range.
$5,000 to $7,000 range, it's my belief that in that price range, with a little bit of sweat equity and some time involvement by the client that and using some rosy trades, that you can get the biggest bang for your buck by managing those trades yourself. You're not going to be able to do a full-on relocate plumbing and electrical items. It's going to be pretty much a cosmetic changeovers.
Yeah, exactly.
And in order to get the full value of that $5,000 to $7,000, you probably don't need a general contractor. A general is going to bring a tremendous amount of value to bigger jobs when you've got multiple trades spread out over a longer time frame. You got building permits, you got inspections, you got materials that got to be ordered and scheduled and prioritized. That's where a general contractor comes in. But for smaller bathrooms, you know, call one of our tile guys, call one of our flooring guys, call our countertop guy. They can pull out the new old countertop and put a new one down for you.
One of the faux finishers or painters.
One of the
faux finish the cabinets.
Exactly. Or maybe you can paint the walls yourself.
Yeah.
And that's where you get the biggest bang for your dollar. For the larger jobs, certainly a general contractor is going to bring a tremendous value to your project. And the nice thing about that, too, you know, you're only going to have one person to talk to. You get a good design, build, remodeling contractor that's going to walk you through the entire process, start to finish. You're only going to have one person to talk to. You don't have to talk to the plumber, electrician, painter, tile guy, plumber, you know, all of the different trades that are going to be involved.
And all of their trucks break down on your job, and all of their grandmothers die in the course of your job.
I've heard about one guy. I think he had 17 grandmothers.
Yeah, that was a drywaller we used to
Yeah, that
use.
Was a drywaller. I mean, the guy had more grandmothers, and I mean, I don't know if he was lucky or unlucky,
man.
But flat tires, engines, you know, and it's just, you don't have to take time off from work, you don't have to lose vacation hours, it's just money well spent to hire a general contractor, a good remodeling contractor for the larger jobs.
And you know, a lot of homeowners are now, it's a seller's market, the mm-hmm. state of real estate in Arizona is healthy right now. We don't have a very big inventory. Things aren't staying on the market very long. And so many people say, well, I need to fix this up before I can list it. And boy, that's so wrong.
That's so wrong. Please. You know, I mean, if you want to put a coat or a paint or something on it and maybe do some real minor changes. But unless you're going to be in your home for 4 to 5 years, don't do a major remodel project because you don't know what the next guy is going to want.
Yeah.
He may, you know, say, well, gosh, that's the ugliest bathroom I've ever seen. I got to tear this whole thing out, you know. So unless you're going to be there long enough to enjoy the level of investment that you've got, you know, pigeonholed for that project, don't do it.
And I'll tell y'all, folks, that in looking at bathroom remodeling, an associate member of Roselle in the House, someone we've been affiliated with a long time, is Rebath.
Yep.
They were invented right here in Phoenix, Arizona. Mm-hmm. They're a globally distributed product. They started out as an acrylic lining company. It was the one-day bath remodel that if you wanted to just upgrade, clean up your bathroom, they'd come in and get rid of that old mold-infested grout-lined tile job, the old dowel tile that was installed in the 60s. They'll mm-hmm. come in, they'll do a big acrylic liner. It's lifetime guaranteed, new valves and faucet, and boom, you're ready to go. Well, you know, they have evolved as well. We've been associated with them for 20 years, and their showrooms 20 years ago as it relates to today. If you're in the market for bathroom remodeling, I can tell you, Tucson's got the showroom at Speedway and Albernon. Phoenix has two showrooms. Prescott Valley has a showroom. Mm-hmm. They serve all of Flagstaff. So take a look at what Rebath offers because they cover just about the full scale of all dimensions.
And they've improved the appearance of their product as well.
Oh.
You know, you can't tell the difference between, you know, their surrounds and a tile.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an incredible product.
Okay, so when we get back, we've talked about what 5,000 to 7,000 can buy you. We're going to talk about what 20, 50, and 100,000 can buy you in your bathroom remodel.